This episode is made possible by Awin. Unlock unlimited marketing opportunities that reach consumers everywhere using Awin's affiliate partnerships platform. Choose which partners best match your marketing objectives, control your costs by defining how you pay, and customize your affiliate marketing program using Awin's tech to mirror your unique goals, whatever they may be. Visit awin.com/emarketer to learn more and get started today.
But I think if YouTube didn't have a Shorts offering, then all that time spent would be going to TikTok and Instagram. So while Shorts may indeed be cannibalizing some of that time spent from long-form content, which probably monetizes significantly better at this point, that product does need to be in place.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Great Big Advertising Media and Retail Quiz of the month. September 2023 is the year. A special episode of the Behind the Numbers Daily, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Awin. This is our monthly show that discusses the biggest trends of the moment and newest research and bundles it up into a quiz with some analysis sprinkled in. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. How does this episode work? Well, it's a big game show, and every month, three of our analyst teams, one, media and advertising, two, retail, and three, social and tech, face off. We're keeping a running score, and at the end of the year, we crown a winning team who win a gift card each, and of course, claim the Academy Award of the Analyst World, the Victoria Cup, a trophy designed in pottery class by our very own Victoria, who edits the show. The quiz has three rounds. Whoever has the most points wins the gold medal. Three super duper points for their team's running total. Second place takes the silver and two super duper points. And third place gets you a look of shame and a barely even worth it one super duper point. Let's meet this month's contestants who are representing the different teams. We start, of course. Well, not of course. We have to start with someone and they're first. From a digital advertising and media team, senior analyst based out of Virginia, it's Evelyn Mitchell Wolf.
Wow, I thought it was going to be such a great, like, shining moment for me.
Instantly,
and then you just
deflated.
I thought it was a good intro, wasn't it?
Nah. It's like, I'm now announcing this person because I have to, not because I want to.
Someone's
really
gonna
like
be first.
I thought it was an excellent introduction.
Oh, you're not getting extra points for that.
Thanks, Susie. You don't get extra points, but thank you.
Next up is
that very voice you're listening to, representing the retail team, VP of content based out of New York City. It's Susie David Canyon.
Hi, everyone.
Hello there. And finally, holding it down for the social and tech team, VP of briefings based in New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, is Stephanie Taglianessi.
I want that mug. I want that cup. I want that cup.
What mug?
There's also a gift certificate.
What
I didn't
mug?
Know.
We're not giving away a mug.
It's a cup.
It's a full-blown trophy.
It's not a cup.
It's the Victoria Cup, like the Stanley Cup. It's not.
Oh,
you'll be
able to drink
the Stanley
Cup.
It's an actual cup.
No, you're getting
a gift
certificate.
Cup.
Oh, Stephanie's out.
I'm so disappointed,
Victoria.
No, don't be disappointed. There will be a cup. You will be able to drink out of it, like
sound...
the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
I have big plans.
Do people drink out of the Stanley Cup?
Maybe I've oversold this.
Yeah, don't
maybe
they?
It's gonna be smaller than I thought. All right, fair enough. It will be a giant cup.
Oh,
it will be a giant, like a goblet. What are we talking here? I haven't really asked.
Picture the Stanley Cup and make it like less
bigger,
beautifully crafted.
Okay. Wow,
that's what I'm providing.
That's what I want. Okay. That's exactly what I want.
But that's too much.
I'm sorry. The trophy cup has to be shared with the team. But did I also hear that there are gift certificates and awards like the?
You said that.
Everyone gets a gift card. This is like the ninth time
we've
been on the
quiz. Yeah, the gift card.
I say every time.
Wait, no, I've never heard of the gift card.
Me either.
Everyone gets a gift card.
I've only heard of the cup, which I thought was a
functional
cup.
Because you guys never listen. Everyone gets a gift card, and we'll just say the best player from the team gets to take the cup.
Wow.
Or maybe we'll put it in the
office. I'm going to take it home.
You
so excited.
You haven't been the best player.
It'll match this.
Oh, put that away, Susie, for Susie's show.
Amazing auntie.
That one of her nieces gave her
Matthew.
To make her feel better.
Really cute,
all right,
because he
listeners,
loves me.
You can be your own team. You can keep track of your points total and match your score against these three folks to see if you beat them. Before we start, let's check in on the overall team scores thus far. We started the quiz in April, so after 5 months, five games, digital, ad, and media is in third place with 8 super duper points. Retail are second with 10, and currently in first place in part thanks to Stephanie Taglianessi.
It was literally because
social
of me.
And tech with 12 super duper points.
I broke the tie.
She's been carrying the team.
I've been carrying it on my back.
Overall super duper point scores. But we, of course, start the in-game scores with everyone at zero. Victoria, who edits the show and fashions the trophy, will also be keeping score. She basically does everything. The show would go up in flames if V wasn't around. So thanks, V, for being around. All right, let's get to the first round. I never news that. That's what it's called.
Ooh, that's a good one.
As if we've never played before.
I didn't know that was the one. Susie, no, I was on the first episode.
We were still called that. I can't. All right. In this round, as Susie should know by now, we discuss the biggest stories of the moment with a question tied to each. Folks have 5 seconds to send me their answers via Slack. 1 point if you're correct. No points if you're wrong. 4 questions. Here's your first story, first related question. So long form versus short form video is what we're talking about. According to recent estimates by Magna Global, advertisers will spend $47 billion on long form video this year. Less than half, $19 billion, is spent on short form. But short form is growing faster, expected to climb by nearly 5% this year and 10% next. Long form, by contrast, will fall 5% this year and be flat next year. But the question is, senior staff at which social platform recently said they were worried that its short video offering was cannibalizing and drawing away viewers from its long form video content on the platform, according to the Financial Times. The question being, senior staff at which social platform recently said they were worried that its short video offering was cannibalizing and drawing away views from its long form video content on the platform? Answers are in. Evelyn says YouTube. Stephanie says YouTube. And Susie says YouTube. It is indeed YouTube. So nice. Well played, folks. I get a point apiece to start things off. What do we think? Any thoughts on the relationship between short form and long form video on social platforms?
I mean, it's interesting because from a time spent perspective, yes, short form video is, it typically comes out of the same, you know, leisure time that a consumer could alternatively use to watch long form content. So, of course, there is kind of a competing interests there. But I think if YouTube didn't have a Shorts offering, then all that time spent would be going to TikTok and Instagram. So while Shorts may indeed be cannibalizing some of that time spent from long form content, which probably monetizes significantly better at this point, that product does need to be in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of the platforms have forced their hand as opposed to heading in this direction on their own. Something is going on at YouTube, at least. Year-on-year growth has been negative for 3 out of the last 4 quarters for YouTube. So it's not making as much money as it was. Could be a handful of reasons, but it's definitely something that is having to deal with. Let's move to our second question here. We're talking about Gen AI. Has the generative AI bubble already burst? Sarah Morrison of Vox questions whether the AI boom is already over, noting that generative AI tools are garnering less interest than just a few months ago. The new AI-powered Bing hasn't made the immediate inroads some folks were expecting. ChatGPT has lost some of its initial shine, and basic errors have made them impossible to trust. Generative AI, that is. However, that said, which AI company recently became the 5th US publicly traded firm to join the $1 trillion club in terms of stock market value, joining Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon? Which AI company recently became the 5th US publicly traded firm to join the $1 trillion club in terms of stock market value, joining Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon?
Wait, are you going to give us a choice?
Nope, this is not sport for multiple choice. That's the next round. Oh. Susie, you're killing me. You didn't get a multiple choice in the first question. Why would you get it on this one?
Because the first one was so easy. And this
I'm guessing.
It's not done according to difficulty. It's done according to round. Okay. Susie's hazarded a guess. Evelyn says NVIDIA. Stephanie says OpenAI. And Susie says Amazon.
Because they just bought someone. That's why.
They invested about $1 billion in Anthropic. It's up to four. They haven't. Yeah. I think it's conditional.
The problem with Amazon being your answer, Susie, is that I said joining Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon.
Shoot, I was waiting for the multiple choice, and so I didn't pay attention to the ones
like
you said.
She clearly stopped listening.
And okay. I actually knew that Amazon was already a trillion, so I was like, it's kind of a weird question you're asking me, but okay.
It's a weird answer is what it is. Okay. Well, Evelyn is correct. It is indeed NVIDIA or NVIDIA, however you say it. OpenAI is a good guess, though. Amazon is not.
No. Because it already is. It's not even a guess. It's already, reality. Yeah. It's a fact. Yeah.
It's reality.
It's still very wrong, Susie.
It is still wrong. NVIDIA, they've such a significant player in AI, and a number of folks may not have heard of it, but yeah, it's joined the $1 trillion club. It's top five in terms of market value in the US. It's top eight in the world. And according to the New York Times, NVIDIA is said to have over 70% of the market share for AI chips. So a big deal now, an even bigger deal going forwards. Let's move to our third question of the first round. Onwards and upwards for retail media network investment. On a recent episode of our Reimagining Retail show, host Sarah Lebo noted that nearly 9 in 10 marketers reported that their companies plan to maintain or increase spending on retail media in 2024, according to Sky's State of Retail Media report. Next year, we expect retail media to grow 23%, a few points faster than this year. The question is, which grocery delivery company with a growing retail media network business recently had a much anticipated IPO? Which grocery delivery company recently had a much anticipated IPO? Evelyn says Instacart, Stephanie Instacart, and hopefully Susie says Instacart. It's true. Instacart is the correct answer. They just IPO'd. Point each for all of you. Susie, we've been keeping an eye on this for a long time. And whilst I don't believe we're fashioning a full episode out of this, what are some of your thoughts on Instacart finally IPOing?
I mean, we've been talking about it for so long, and I think they were waiting. So many of the IPOs have gone bust, right? And so I think they were trying to find the right economic time. Like, the world is falling apart. I think they were all ready to go, and they were just waiting. And then they realized now the government is going to shut down. The student debts are back in. You know, like, there's so many things happening that there's never going to be a good time. I don't know if they did it on purpose last week when it was grocery shop. I don't know if we're giving the Hive group a little bit too much credit, but their timing was great because it's all we talked about last week at the conference.
Yeah. They are the fastest growing retail media network, the WeTrack, growing 43% this year. And yeah, starting from a smaller base, but not the smallest base out there. So yeah, pretty healthy in terms of their growth for retail media networks. Let's move to our final question of the round. Google's antitrust trial begins, and it started on September 12th. The Department of Justice's lawsuit against Google's search engine monopoly is the first antitrust trial that goes after a big tech company's business practices since the DOJ took on Microsoft in the late 90s, notes Sarah Morrison of Vox. This one's a big deal, as Google has continued to shape the internet since it was founded in a Stanford dorm room. But the question is, which birthday did Google recently celebrate? Which birthday did Google recently celebrate? Answers, please. Stephanie, there it is. Evelyn says 25th. Stephanie says 20th. And Susie says 30th. They're all close-ish, but Evelyn is correct. It's their 25th birthday they just celebrated.
So
another point to Evelyn. Very nice, Evelyn. Yeah, me and Evelyn are going to be talking about the details of Google's trial and what it means for the future of the internet this coming Monday, October 2nd. So come hang out with us for that episode. But in the meantime, we've come to the end of the first round. Let's check those scores. So Evelyn has 4 points, Stephanie 2, and Susie has 2 as well.
Don't like that.
Evelyn out in front. Evelyn, before we move on to the second round, any kind of initial thoughts? It's kind of been an avalanche of information or articles being written about the trial. Any kind of initial reactions at this point?
Yeah, I mean, so far, we've just been hearing about the DOJ, you know, setting up their argument, calling witnesses. So it's the DOJ really driving the conversation, but it already doesn't look great for Google. There's a lot of kind of conflicting information coming out where Google says one thing and does another. And it's really interesting so far. And I can't wait to unpack it with you further on our full episode next week.
Indeed we shall. Yeah, I think we're going to skip another news because
there's so much to talk about.
And so yeah, we'll skip another news. We'll make it the full episode. I'm sure there'll be plenty more episodes looking at this in the coming weeks, months. All right, let's move to our next round, second round. It's spoiled for multiple choice.
Yay!
Susie, this is...
this is the one.
This is the one.
I have to pay attention.
This is the multiple choice round where we dig a little deeper into one of the topics from the first round. This month, we'll focus on Google. So 1 point for a correct answer, 3 questions in this round, answers to. And these numbers are according to, all of these numbers are according to our wonderful forecasting team. So numbers come courtesy of those folks. All right. Question one. What share of the US searches are done on Google? What share? Actually, you know what? This first one did not come from our forecasting team. But what share? I think this came from SimilarWeb. The other two questions came from our forecasting team. But what share of the US searches are done on Google, according to SimilarWeb?
You're talking about queries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any question. Like
searching
any
for anything.
Search.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All searches.
Wait, are you going to give us numbers?
Isn't it multiple choice?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, right.
Sorry, yeah.
I almost typed a freeform answer.
So
I did too.
guys, I've already said it.
See, I was listening.
Finally. A, 84%. B, 90%. Or C, 94%.
Ooh.
84, 90, or 94. Evelyn says B, 90. Stephanie says B, 90. And Susie says C, 94. It is... B, 90%, which Evelyn had put before I gave the answers.
Who's next? There.
So a point for Evelyn and a point for Stephanie.
Who's next? Bing?
Bing has, next in theory, yeah. Bing has about 6%.
What about Ask Jeeves?
12% still. No, I'm kidding. They have nothing. Yahoo has 2%, and that's the list, basically. But if you look at worldwide, similar story. Worldwide, you exclude China because they're banned. You exclude Russia because they pulled out. And searches, Google has 91%, and then it goes 3% for Bing, 3% for Yahoo. What's interesting, though, is TD Cowen asked US adults what search engines they've used as of March this year. And a similar share, 86, 87% of people said Google search, but 22% of people said that they had used Yahoo. Yeah. 16% said they'd used Bing, 9% said DuckDuckGo, 2% said ask.com. So folks have tried these other platforms, it seems. I wonder if that's going to be part of the case, Evelyn, that Google's going to say, look, folks have tried these other ones. They're just coming back to us.
Definitely going to be part of the case. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I have some thoughts on that, but I'll save them for the full episode because I can really get on a tangent on this. So we're going to save that.
Okay. Or people don't know how to update their automatic search engine on their...
Well, that...
that's also yeah. part of it. Yep.
Default help. Yeah. All right, let's move to our second question. This one does come from our wonderful forecasting team. What share of the US digital ad spending pie does Google have? What share of the US digital ad spending pie does Google have? Is it A, 27%, B, 29%, or C, 32%? 27, 29, or 32?
Is that all digital advertising?
Digital, yeah, all US digital ad spending. Evelyn says A, 27%. Stephanie says C, 32%. And Susie says A, 27%. So everyone got it wrong. It's B, 29%.
I almost put B and then I was like, 2 B's in a row. What are the chances?
That's what I thought. I had the same testing principle and I shouldn't have done that.
29%.
I knew it was in the 20s. Like I just,
Mm-hmm. So Google's share peaked last year. In 2 years, they will add $8 billion to their ad revenue, reaching $80 billion over the next 2 years. But over that time, their share will go down to 25%. Oh, you know what?
What?
It's not you. 27 is correct. It sounded wrong. Who said 27?
Me.
Me and Susie.
Okay, Susie and Evelyn are correct. It is 27%.
I sounded very wrong
when I said it. I was like, 29 doesn't sound right. It's not right. It is indeed 27% because it's going to go from 27% today to 25% in 2 years' time. So okay. Nice job.
Why
is
this guy got to be so dang thorough, huh?
Sorry.
That's awesome. So now Steph and I are tied and Evelyn is winning by a lot.
No.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you are in theory tied. Yeah. 6 points for Evelyn.
Oh, my gosh.
At this point.
It's
and
weird.
Stephanie and
we're,
Susie.
We're literally tied.
So yeah, it is still, even though the share's going down, it is still the go-to ad channel. Even by 2025, Google will claim 1 out of every 5 total US ad dollars. 1 in 5.
The other way of thinking about it, though, is who's next after the 27?
It's Meta.
And how much do they have?
They're going to have 18%, I believe.
Dude, I was going to say 18, and then it would have been really cool for me to say it at the same time as you.
Meta
and then I was like,
has
no.
It has 19 this year, 19 and a half, but it's going to have 18% in 2 years' time.
Oh, so they're both sliding a little bit.
They are. What's mm-hmm. remarkable is that by 2025, Amazon will have just 3 points share less than Meta.
Wow.
When we talk about the triopoly.
Yes, they have really caught up. All right, folks, one more question in this round. What share of Americans have an Android device? Android.
I know the answer to this
Google's
one.
Operating system, as according to our forecasting team. What share of Americans have an Android device? Is it A, 36%, B, 42%, or C, 50%? 36, 42, or 50?
Actually, I think I can I take my answer back?
That you knew it?
I mean, yeah. I don't know it. I just said it because I have an Android.
Back. I took mine back.
Did you? I'm going to take mine back too. I mean.
Wait, are these in? What are we doing?
Mine's in. 36%.
Okay. Evelyn says C, 50%. No. Stephanie says C, 50%. Final answer. She's very confident. This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And then Susie says 36. Actually, Susie, you're getting further away from the right answer because you initially said 42.
Yeah.
And then you put 36. But the correct answer is 50.
It is not. Is it really
right
one
answer.
In two people? And everybody bugs me about why I have an Android.
That is one in two.
Yeah. This is the thing, Susie.
How does that
Android
even make
people,
sense?
Yeah, it's just those Apple folks pushing propaganda. That's what it is. The other 50%, unsurprisingly, is iPhone. So in the US, it's literally 50-50.
I thought actually it was not. I thought around the world it was like 75-25 for
worldwide
Android.
Worldwide
Android
it is
definitely ahead of.
Yeah, I just thought in the US it was that much lower Android. I didn't know it was one-to-one because literally everybody I know has an Apple. Except for me.
Yeah, same. But somehow it's 50-50, according to our forecasting folks. And so Evelyn and Stephanie do get a point. Susie does not. Let's count the scores at the end of round two. And Evelyn has stormed out in front. She's got 7 points. Stephanie with four. Susie's got less than that.
Yeah, I'm at three. If you're at four, then I'm at three.
You are at three, yeah. Just the three.
Four? Wait, did Evelyn get a perfect score? How many questions were in your first one?
She hasn't got one wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
I was hoping nobody would say that because I
did
want
we just jinx
me.
It?
Uh-oh. Of course, we move to the final round. Closest wins. And this is the round where the closest guess wins the most points. Lots of points to give away here. So in theory, Stephanie could come back. Susie, not so much. Yeah. Three questions. Closest guess
we
for
all
each
know that
gets
joke.
3 points. Second closest gets two. Furthest gets one.
Woo!
Let's play.
Drama.
Pressure is on.
First question of the final round. And these questions are linked to the questions from the first round, loosely related. So we're talking about long form and short form video. It's what we were talking about in the first round. And we're talking about video ad spending by platform in this round. So we estimate that this year, 30% of US video ad dollars will go to Meta, 30%. And around 7% will go to TikTok. But what share of total US video ad dollars, total US video ad dollars will go to YouTube? What share of the pie will YouTube's video ad revenues account for?
Oh, we need a timer on this.
Susie.
No, I'm sorry.
It wouldn't be a real quiz if you didn't get really intense at a very random moment.
Oh, see, that's not cool. No.
Stephanie, what's happening?
I keep fidgeting with my second
That's okay,
digit.
We've got it. So Evelyn says 24%, Stephanie says 35%, and Susie says 17%. The correct answer is 8%.
Oh, just my 8%, goodness.
8%, surprisingly. No.
Guys, I'm going to win, totally.
So no. Susie gets 3
By virtue of
3
being
points.
The less wrong.
Evelyn gets 2 and Stephanie gets
Whoa.
1.
No.
Wow. 7%. And I think I knew that and then was like, no, that can't be right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It is indeed.
I was
somehow
so
just
wrong.
8%.
Well, this is a good job in anchoring us, right? Because that was a tricky.
Yeah, we're keeping it like this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Evelyn with 9, Susie with
6.
Wow, and Stephanie with 5. Let's move to our second question here. Generative AI is what we were talking about in the first round, and now we're talking about experimentation with generative AI. So what share of companies are currently experimenting with generative AI? Experimenting being the key word, according to Deloitte's most recent CFO Signal survey for Q3. So I'll give you a hint. From that survey, from that same question, 24% of people said that they're reading and talking about generative AI. 17% said it's too soon to make a decision on its use in their company. And 15% said they're actively incorporating it into their business strategy. So 24% said they're reading and talking about it. 17% said that it's too soon. And 15% said they're incorporating it into their business strategy. What share of folks are currently experimenting with Gen AI? Okay, answers are in. Evelyn says 64%. Stephanie says 60%. And Susie says 12%. The correct answer, though, is 42%. Ugh. 42%. So Stephanie is closest
yes!
with 60. Evelyn second with 64. And Susie, well.
Wait, what was the number?
42%.
Wait, so does it add up to 100 between all four options?
No,
because okay. I think it's like of the folks experimenting, they were saying like too mm-hmm. early to decide mm-hmm. what okay. we're deploying. Yeah, that was
what number did Evelyn give you?
64.
So we're tie. No, I'm 30 different. Oh no, she's 20. Sorry,
I talking. Said yeah 60, so I was closest.
Yeah,
yeah, that's sorry, okay. I got the math handled.
Just checking.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks okay. for checking, Susie.
No so, problem. I wouldn't make my university forth. Proud if I didn't at least check.
Stephanie was ahead of Susie going into the final round. Susie pulls ahead, and now Stephanie's pulled back ahead. Evelyn is comfortably going to win this game. 11 points to her, but it's all to play for silver between Stephanie and Susie in the final question. And we're talking about retail media networks, which again is linked back to the question from the first round. And we're talking about Instacart. What share of the retail media pie does Instacart have in the US? What share of the retail media pie does Instacart have in the US, according to our forecasting crew? Evelyn, because she's won, probably couldn't care less. Just threw you your answer very quick, but she's still playing, which is very good of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't really know, so I just kind of
no
I
idea.
Took an no, educated, sure. I think, guess is what I would call it.
Evelyn I took
says
a simple 6%, guess.
6%. Stephanie says 35%, and Susie says 14%. The correct answer is 2.5%.
Oh.
2.5%. So wow. Evelyn actually gets the 3.43 points. Susie gets 2 and Stephanie gets 1.
Sad.
And so, 2.5% is the share that they have. It's good enough for an extremely distant third place. So mm-hmm. Amazon has 75%, Walmart has 7%, and Instacart in third, if you want to call it that, has 2.5%. All right, folks. Let me see. Do we need? Oh, we do need it. Wow. Okay.
Wait, what?
We need a tiebreaker.
We do need a tiebreaker. Evelyn is your winner with 14 points. So she's going to get the gold and 3 super duper points regardless. So V, we can add her to the leaderboard total. So advertising and media, they needed some help. Yes.
I know they did. And I said I was going to redeem myself. So I feel really,
you've done
good
it.
About this.
We're Victoria, go ahead.
Thanks.
The tiebreak is for round 3 or for your final total? Because final total, we have first, second, and third.
Yeah.
But round 3, you're looking to tiebreak round 3 because based on everybody's scores, we do have
we
a
do
clear
have.
First, second,
oh, that
third.
Is very true.
I can't take this back and forth.
Who? We could do a tiebreak question if you guys are feeling it.
No, let's just see who won. Let's
no.
Just
wait. One second. Final total. Oh, that is true. Oh, we don't need it.
I've been jerked around too much, way too much.
Oh, that's such a shame. I haven't used a tie. I keep getting tiebreak questions, but we don't need the entirely two random tiebreak question because Victoria is right. Second place goes to Stephanie. Second place.
Boo, but congratulations.
So yay! Evelyn had an insane 25 points. Stephanie had 15 and Susie had 14. Evelyn, I believe that is not even remotely close. That is the high score by about 10
points. Oh my gosh.
Yes, really. Yay. I didn't know you could get that many points. You got all the points you can get, but 27 I think is the highest you can get. And you got 25.
Wow.
So congratulations.
That's
to
special.
You.
Yeah, congratulations, Evelyn.
No, come on. We're excited. Good job.
Okay, so let's take a look at the leaderboard. V, have you added them yet?
I did.
You did?
Oh, no, I just did one. Sorry. I did the first one. Sorry. I'm getting there.
Okay, no, you're good.
Sorry.
This is a mess.
Wait, okay. Evelyn is advertising.
Yep.
Social media connectivity is Stephanie. That would be silver. So that becomes this. And retail.
We're changing this. Okay. Stuart's not allowed. Okay.
We're good. We're set.
Is updated?
It's updated.
All right, folks, let's take a look at the leaderboard. So Evelyn brought home 3 super duper points for advertising and media. Stephanie brought home 2 for social and tech. And Susie brought home just the 1 for retail. So after the 6th game, we have advertising and media are tied with retail for 2nd place, joint 2nd, joint 3rd, joint last, whatever you want to call it, with 11 points. And social and tech are still out in front with 14 points. But nice job for Evelyn. She managed to pull even with retail and got the highest score we've ever had. And I'm almost certain we'll never get beaten. Congratulations to all of you guys, but particularly Evan, who won this week's game. Thank you guys so much for hanging out today. Thank you to Evelyn.
Oh, thank you. This has been fun.
Yes, indeed. Thank you to Stephanie.
Thank you.
And thank you to Susie.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to Victoria, who does literally everything for this podcast. James, who does some things. And Stuart, who doesn't do much. Thanks, Deborah, for listening in. We'll be back with the October quiz at the end of October. We hope to see you tomorrow, though, for the Behind the Numbers Weekly Listen, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Awin.